Kehlani and Folded on B96. It's the Rhythm of Chicago. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, no Carla today, but Ahmad the Amazing is here, and we want to know whose ex reappeared after the longest time. 877-591-9696, meaning you had been broken up for how many years, and then all of a sudden you got a friend request on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a text. Maybe they still had the same number. You still had the same number. How long? Who heard from an ex that had just, you thought they were long gone into the past, and then, ba-doop, notification.
They're back.
877-591-9696, because this has happened to Ahmad.
Oh, man. This weekend was my 6-year anniversary. We were all lovey-dovey.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Six years is pretty serious.
We've been through a lot together, including a crazy ex who can't leave me alone.
Oh.
So periodically throughout our relationship, this guy would like hit me up and be like, hey, how are you? I saw your mom posted on Facebook that your little sister is doing well in track.
Oh.
Like a creeper. Like, it got to the point where I cursed him out on the phone.
Oh. Did you? That's hard to imagine.
It's just, I know, right? Because I'm so chill. But he took me to that point.
Yeah.
And so we're chilling for our anniversary. And we're like on the beach. And I get a text that just says, happy anniversary. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And he goes, do you know who this is?
Oh, no.
And then I go like, I don't know, no. And it's blank. I was just checking in on you. Oh. I don't want to be with you. I just want to say that I'm happy for you and that you found someone and yada, yada, yada. I looked at that. I showed it to my boyfriend. We both laughed and moved on.
Okay, I'm glad that he can laugh at it.
Yeah.
But to see that it's your anniversary on social media.
Right.
And then go, this is the day.
He wasn't doing that with, like, good intentions.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fool me. Like, oh, I just want to make sure you're doing good and all that crap. I think he's just miserable and wants to insert himself.
Some people just want to, like, need to stay in the past and they don't get it.
Exactly.
Man,
and I hated that guy.
I'm glad that it didn't ruin your anniversary. I'm glad that it didn't start some sort of thing.
No, not at all. He knows I would never go back to that guy.
Yeah.
Ever.
And that was how long ago? At least 6 years.
That I dated this guy?
Yeah.
10 years, actually.
10 years?
A whole decade.
You're 27, so this is like high school.
Yeah, high school
guy. A high school ex.
One of my first boyfriends.
That makes it somehow weirder.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. You're from high school.
And the thing is, he was like almost like low-key a bully. Like, we were in theater together, and he was like the theater manager, and he always picked on me. And then he'd like come back and be like, I just had to teach you a lesson. Like, I hated this guy.
Okay.
It was one of those things where, like, we're in a small town, we're both gay, like, okay, I guess we're boyfriends. You know? He couldn't let it go.
877-591-9696. Whose ex reappeared after the longest period of time? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. My name is Anna. I'm calling from Hanover Park.
Okay.
Mine reappeared after 10 years as well. Mm. And this was a first love. This was like 5 years ago. It was in a very, very weird way. All of a sudden I got a voicemail on my phone and it was from jail.
Oh,
okay.
So what, were you just the only number that he remembered? He knew it by heart?
No, like, I was like, what in the world? And like, I asked one of my friends who happened to be a lawyer, and she found out, like, what happened and everything. And, of course, I couldn't call him back, so I had to wait until he called me again.
Wait, what was he in jail for?
Like, it ended up, the case got dropped after a year, but it was, like, something about, like, attempted break-in of an ex. His girlfriend at the time that he left me for.
Karma. So wait, did you end up talking to him?
I mean, we were friends, so I was like, all right, but like we became friends after that situation because I felt bad.
Not you backsliding.
Yeah.
No, I'm married and everything. Like, no.
Okay. Wait, you were
like
married
that.
When you became friends with this?
Yeah, like, it was just, yeah, like, my husband understood. Like, I was like, it was nothing. It was a childhood thing, like,
serious. Your husband is confident.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, I wasn't going to go see him. Like, it was nothing like right. that.
No right. conjugal visits.
Call me on my birthday.
Yeah.
He would call me on my birthday, call me on, like, random, like, holidays. And I'm like, really? And my friends would be like, if he really wanted to, he would. I'm like, yeah, you're right, I
That's
guess.
That's crazy. They always think, like, a holiday or a significant date is their, like, little way this to creep the, back
yeah,
in.
It's not a good in. Especially not an anniversary. Wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad that it wasn't your house that he tried to break into. And are you still in contact with this ex?
No. He's married. Like, I mean, we have a mutual friend. So, like, I do see his stuff on Facebook. He's married. Like, I'm happy for him. I mean, good for him. I'm glad he found somebody.
Yeah, no joke.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Anna, thank you so much for that story.
Well, stay safe. Check in with us.
I love listening to you guys. I hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, thank we love you, too. Have
we
a great
love
day.
You too.
877-591-9696. Whose ex reappeared after the longest time? All right, so this one. Anna's was a full decade, 10 years, and then he called her from jail.
Insane.
Who has got a better story than that?
We'll see.
Challenge is out there. 877-591-9696. V96 with Moog and Carla Morning. So Moog and Ahmad the Amazing, Ahmad the Amazing's ex, hit him up after, like, what, you said nearly a decade.
A decade, yeah.
To say happy anniversary and just be weird.
A weirdo. Straight up weirdo.
So our question at 877-591-9696 is whose ex reappeared after the longest amount of time? Eddie and Ravenswood, freshly back from a wedding in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, sir. See, I got the Southern in me all of a sudden.
Do you have an accent now? Give us your best Texas.
Well, I had to get the spicy ketchup from the Whataburger. delicious.
I give you a 5 out of 10.
Yeah,
Eddie.
I mean, Ahmad moved here from Texas. Yeah, that wasn't the best Texas. But anyway.
Good shot.
It's not why you're here. So, what ex reappeared and how long was it? And then why did they reappear?
All right, so this ex and I dated for about 2 years. This is about 15 years ago. I actually moved out part-time to DeKalb because that's where she lived. For those of you that don't know, DeKalb is like about 90 miles west of Chicago.
Yeah, so this is pretty serious if you move there.
Yeah, and she even had kids, and they were young, so, you know, being papa a little early on in my dating life.
Yeah.
But anyways... We shared two great Thanksgiving meals together. She had a great cranberry sauce recipe. Mm-hmm. After we broke up, about 7 years passed. She didn't reach out to me. I was the ex that actually reached out to her.
Oh,
Yeah. I was really missing this cranberry sauce recipe.
Were you missing the cranberry sauce
or something else?
You know, the gravy just wasn't doing it for me anymore, so I needed some cranberry sauce. So
fair.
I'm not going to lie, Eddie. I'm a canned cranberry guy, so this sauce must have been really good.
It was some of the most freshly made cranberry sauce I've ever had in my life. You know, fresh cranberries and the whole kit and caboodle was delicious.
So you hit her up and were like, look, I know it's been 7 years, but I really would love to make some of that cranberry sauce. Was this fully about the cranberry sauce, or were you like, hey, I'm in a lonely season. Maybe I can hit her up and see what life is like.
Yeah.
You know, not as spicy as we all want it to be, but it was really just about the cranberry sauce.
Did you actually get the recipe from her?
I did get the recipe, and I actually wrote it down, so I don't have to reach out to her again, but... we do kind of contact each other on and off. She shares some stories about her kids, how she's doing with her now husband. You know, we're actually friends now.
No, you know what? I get that. I've got, like, I don't know if I would say full-on, like, ex-girlfriends, but, like, people I dated way back a decade plus ago that, like, you know, we went on some dates or whatever, but we're still on Facebook and I see their, you know, husbands and kids and stuff, and I'm sure they see mine, and we just go like and then move on with our lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to end all bad.
No, not at all. Not at all. Never.
Well, now I kind of want in on this cranberry sauce recipe.
I mean, hitting you up in November, Eddie, for sure.
All right. Sounds good, guys. I'll definitely share it with you. If not, I'll reach back out to her.
All right. Appreciate you, Eddie. Welcome back. I'm glad you made it home safely.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. You too. It's B96. Hey, hey, hey. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog and Ahmad the Amazing. And let's say hello to Phil, who Phil is the CEO of the Board of Tourism in Hammond, Indiana. Hi, Phil.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good morning. Good morning. So I got to think it is a good Monday morning in Hammond, Indiana.
That would be accurate. It's been a good weekend.
Yeah. So the news broke Friday and really broke the internet that the Bears board had met and voted to advance the stadium development project in Hammond, Indiana. If you had to gauge this from your perspective, a percentage, you know, now at this point of the Bears going to Indiana, are you saying 90, 95, 100?
Definitely say 99%. Wow. I feel like it's a done deal. I really do.
So this is incredible for Northwest Indiana. We talked to you a few months back. We went out and visited Hammond, Indiana, and we got a peek at the site where this potential stadium will be. It was interesting to go out there and to see that there's so much space available. Like the Bears are going to be able to kind of do whatever they want, right?
Yeah, there's several lakes there. Obviously, Lake Michigan isn't very far to the north of that site as well. And really, it's kind of open canvas, right? Because once you start demolishing some of the old structures that are in that area, it really becomes just hundreds of acres of whatever type of development the Chicago Bears want to put there.
Yeah. And so there's just a ton of space. I got to imagine that it's going to be really great for parking because, you know, I think a lot of people are going to drive down there, right?
That's the big thing, I think, is that, you know, we've all been to Soldier Field. We've all experienced the, I guess I'll just say, challenge of getting in and out easily. I think this new site, the way they're going to build it, it's going to be a modern, state-of-the-art facility, probably one of the best in the country when it's all said and done. And certainly part of this investment is going to be some new infrastructure, which is going to allow people to get in and out very easily.
And last time we were there, Phil, I remember you saying there were a couple of projects that they were working on to make Hammond a little more touristy, right?
Absolutely. So part of this means there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars of economic development around the stadium. You're talking hotels, restaurants, retail, pretty much anything that is going to be going to take the traffic that the Chicago Bears draw and try and get them to also spend a lot more time and hopefully dollars on some other opportunities.
Phil is the CEO of the Board of Tourism for Hammond, Indiana. And of course, the Bears announced that they're advancing their project. Their goal now is apparently to move to Hammond. We'll say it like it is. Hammond is not a world famous city like Chicago, but is getting a lot of attention especially over the last few days. Tell me two or three gems that are in Hammond that aren't going to be part of this development project. Could be a restaurant, could be something just really cool to check out.
Well, so not too far from the actual site is Horseshoe Casino, which is a Caesars property. So obviously, you know, casino is a casino, but it draws a lot of people there. They have a lot of entertainment. They have concerts there. On a much smaller scale, right next to the stadium itself is a, you know, a little bar called Frankie V's that reminds me of exactly what a Bears type bar would be. A place where, you know, the local blue collar guy will go have a drink, watch the game, that sort of thing. So that's also something I think is going to play a factor, but it's a cool little city. I think people are really going to enjoy it once they make their way over here.
Well, and a big, beautiful, brand new stadium. I think nobody can really scoff at that.
State of the art, he said.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the big thing, is they're going to create their own Bearsville. That's what we've been calling it, right? I mean, the people that come there, you go to some of the major sports developments throughout the country now, all around the stadium itself is all kinds of opportunities. And that's what this is going to be. Yeah. This is going to be, everything's going to be brand new, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bear down. Shout out to Hammond, Indiana. Thank you so much for checking in with us this morning. I know, you know, the vibe's got to be pretty. I think a lot of people got to be pretty excited. Do you think the people of Hammond are excited?
Majority of the people are very, very excited. Yeah. This is a transformational project, nothing like we've seen before. It's going to take a little bit for us to all take it all in and realize what we have. But we are very excited about this. By the way, we've been Bears fans since we were born.
Right.
We are part of Chicagoland. We've always felt like that. A lot of our our people live in Hammond, work in Chicago, and you know, we have people that come to Northwest Indiana to work as well also. So
that's so true. We, you know, people who call into our radio station are from all over Chicagoland, all over Northwest Indiana, including Hammond, and we love them dearly, and we appreciate you for coming on and talking about it, and bear down.
Thanks, guys. Bear down.
So the best ribs in Chicago went to a place that's not even from Chicago. Not even from the United States.
Nope.
It's B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. And I was one of the great hosts, or sorry, judges of the Rib Fest in North Center this weekend. And it was a whole debacle. Not on the part of the Rib Fest, but they said that I could come out and be a, I'm using air quotes on this, all right, celebrity judge.
You are a celebrity judge.
I don't know about all that. but I thought, sure, I'll go out there and eat some ribs. It'll be a great time.
Yeah.
So I go out there. It's Saturday, right? And I tell my wife, I'm like, okay, we're going to go out there. We're going to take our 2.5-year-old. I make a whole plan. We're going to go spend the whole day at Rib Fest. It's going to be great. We moved our daughter's nap to an earlier time. We were starting to run late. I was stressed, so I sent my wife on the bus and I took an Uber. I got there on time, and despite all the stress, Stacy and the baby, they went on the bus and on the train, and they were dealing with all kinds of craziness. And when she takes the stroller, she has to use an elevator, and the elevator smells like pee.
Yes. It does.
Anyway, all this to find out, I get there at 2:00 on Saturday. And I wasn't supposed to be there until 2:00 on Sunday.
A whole 24 hours early.
So I was there a whole day early. And so I called my wife and I said, take your time getting here. We don't have to be here for another 24 hours. Let me tell you, she was a little bit annoyed. And she was like, whose fault is this? Theirs or yours? And I said, I hate to tell you. It's mine. I saw the email and it said Sunday the 7th at 2 p.m. And here I was on Saturday the 6th at 2 p.m. So anyway.
You just needed some ribs real bad.
I needed some ribs. So we went, we got some ribs. We had a great time checking out all things Rib Fest. You know, there's music and the whole bit.
It was a vibe. I was there on Sunday as well.
There's a ton of different places serving ribs, serving food. There was this place from Austin, Texas that we got some good ribs at. There was the soul food place that we got some good ribs at. And then yesterday, I went back by myself. I didn't make the whole family rearrange their whole lives.
Again.
And I judged the Rib Fest. And let me tell you about the meat sweats. So Ahmad the Amazing came out to support. I didn't even know you were going
to
be there.
Yeah, I decided to pop up.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. And I ate ribs from 11 different rib places, and it was all blind, like rib eating.
Uh-huh. Were you cleaning all of them? Like, were you eating them all, like the whole rib?
So, so when I first started, the first place gave me 2 ribs, and I ate 2 ribs. The second place gave me 3, and I went, oh, wait a minute. If I eat 2 ribs from every place, I'm going to have killed 22 ribs. Like, and some were giving us even more.
That's like 2 racks.
Yeah. So I slowed down a little bit and I was just eating like 1 rib from each place.
Nice.
But it was a blind tasting. And so we just ranked them and determined a winner. And it turns out the winner of the whole thing was this Australian Awesome Aussies ribs. And so we got to talk to the guy.
Thank you very much. It's been great to be here. Look at all these crazy people out here lined up for barbecue. This was even before we won Best Ribs. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, so the best ribs in Chicago went to Awesome Aussies.
Yeah, I got to try them. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock them.
They were pretty good. There were 5 of us judges who were ranking all these ribs. Now, you ask yourself, what are the qualifications of these judges? I don't know. There was one guy that likes to smoke meats. He might have been the most. I like to eat.
there was a drag queen and also a guy that was on the Golden Bachelor. Like, it was a nice array of people.
It was an interesting crew. And then somehow I was up there.
I loved it, though.
Just chilling there.
It was a vibe, for sure.
It was a vibe at Rib Fest in North Center yesterday. Had a lot of fun. Ate a lot of ribs. I think I'm still digesting these ribs.
Same.
But you know what? I've been trying to up my protein.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
And I brought a bunch of ribs home with me. So, shout out to everybody. everybody who made their way out to Rib Fest this weekend. There was so much going on in Chicago this weekend between the half marathon, the Rib Fest, the Pokemon Go Fest, which like crashed servers for Pokemon Go that was happening at Grant Park. I mean, it was just a busy, busy weekend. The people were out and about.
It's summertime shy.
It's summertime shy. It even rained for a moment and people were like, I don't care.
Same. Yeah. I was one of those people.
You were at the beach.
Yeah. I was like, we're going to wait it out a little bit. I'm not going home.
Ahmad at the beach in the rain. I loved it.
We
are commercial free at 7:50. We'll have Can't Crush Carla. Carla is out today. She's recovering from the half marathon. Mm-hmm. So she's sleeping in today. She'll be back tomorrow, but we're still going to do Can't Crush Carla, but it'll be Can't Crush Ahmad today.
I have to defend the title.
Yeah, so get set for that. That is at 7:50. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96, the Rhythm of Chicago.
Yeah, B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's welcome Candace in Oak Park. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning.
You doing all right? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I went to the Lincoln Park Greek Fest.
You went to the Lincoln, did you say the Greek Fest in Lincoln Park?
I know, I didn't understand that, but yeah, it was great.
All right,
you had a good weekend, you're about to have a bad Monday.
Okay, we're not wishing you a bad Monday, but so Carla's out today, she'll be back tomorrow, but you're going to take on Ahmad. This could be a good thing, this could be a bad thing. I guess we'll find out. You got to start by throwing Ahmad out of the room.
Okay. Sounds good, get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be 5 pop culture questions, Candace. If you get more correct than Ahmad, crush Ahmad, we will give you $1,000. All right, we'll start right here with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They'll allegedly get married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. A source says guests will be transported on blacked out buses and, quote, everyone's been sworn to secrecy. What is the name of Travis Kelce's brother with whom he hosts a podcast?
Oh, Jason Kelce.
Question number 2. A streamer pointed out that Guy Fieri never actually swallows the food he's supposedly eating. He uses camera cuts so he can spit it out. He also sometimes hides food in his cheek. What is the name of his Food Network show where he samples different restaurants?
Diners and Drive-Ins.
Sure. Question number 3. The 6th Scary Movie opened at the top of the box office, while low-budget horror flicks Backrooms and Obsession continue their impressive runs. What is the name of the brother duo behind the Scary Movie franchise?
The Wayans Brothers.
Question number 4. Lizzo says that the industry shift from radio to streaming affected her popularity and career. Lizzo recently appeared in a commercial for which restaurant chain?
Ooh, I don't know.
Question number 5. Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow will reunite this season on Variety's Actors on Actors. The two will discuss the trajectory of each other's careers ahead of award season. Which characters did they play on Friends?
Rachel and Phoebe.
All right, let's get Ahmad back in here. While Ahmad's on the way in, you recently took a really cool trip. Where'd you go?
Yeah, so I went to Finland, Helsinki, Finland. My dad is half Finnish. He's half black, half Finnish, and so it was like a culture finding.
Wow. So did you go to Finland in the winter time?
No, it was in April, so it was springtime, which was perfect because the weather was so nice. It wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold.
What is the best food in Finland? Like, what food are they known for?
I'm not gonna lie, the food was not great. That's one thing that we struggled with.
That's funny.
But they're known for like their salmon soup, which my like great aunt made, and that was pretty amazing. That was bomb.
I love that. It's funny because it's the same thing with London, with Britain. Mm. They're not known for their food. And when you go, what's the best food in London? They say Indian food.
Yeah, they do say that.
Welcome back, Ahmad. 4 correct.
Ooh.
For Candace in Oak Park, you got a solid contender here, all right? Let's see how you do. Question number 1, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will allegedly get married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. A source says, though, guests will be transported on blacked out buses and, quote, everyone's been sworn to secrecy. What is the name of Travis Kelce's brother with whom he hosts a podcast?
Oh, Jason Kelce. That's a man right there. I think he's so hot. I just stuck into silence.
What else you got there? No, I just wanted you to have your moment about Jason Kelce.
I was like reminiscing of that picture of him in a Speedo.
He's a bear, huh?
Yeah, he is a bear. Look at you.
Look, I know my stuff. Okay. All right. Question number two. A streamer pointed out that Guy Fieri never actually swallows the food he's supposedly eating. He uses camera cuts so that he can spit it out. He also sometimes hides food in his cheek. What is the name of his Food Network show where he samples different restaurants?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which I watch, and I'm kind of mad if that's true.
You know what? I totally get it, because I would love to host a show like that, but I'm a picky eater.
But, like,
I probably wouldn't want to eat half of that nonsense either.
He's always like, oh, the flavor in this, it's so amazing.
Yeah,
you gotta swallow
the flavor without swallowing it.
That doesn't count.
Question number three. The sixth scary movie opened at the top of the box office, while low-budget horror flicks Backrooms and Obsession continued their impressive runs. What is the name of the brother duo behind the scary movie franchise?
The Wayans brothers.
Correct. Question number four. Lizzo says that the industry shift from radio to streaming affected her popularity and career. Lizzo recently appeared in a commercial for which restaurant chain?
Chili's.
Yeah.
She sings the jingle, the baby back ribs jingle.
Yeah. So this is interesting. The industry shift from radio to streaming. I will say, as a proponent of the radio industry, that radio has not gone away. We're just not the music discovery place that maybe we once were.
Right. And also, I will say radio really pushed Lizzo.
Yeah.
I think that's where she got a lot of her love.
Yeah. But when you're looking for a good time, come on down to B96, right? All right, question number five. Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow will reunite this season on Variety's Actors on Actors. The two will discuss their trajectory of each other's careers ahead of award season. Which characters did they play on Friends?
Oh, I know Lisa Kudrow was Phoebe.
If you don't know Jennifer Aniston's character.
I know. Is she Rachel?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I was more of, like, my family was like a Living Single type of family. We didn't watch Friends.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, it's one of the most famous shows of all time. You got to know that Rachel was Jennifer Aniston.
I confuse her and Monica a lot.
Okay, so five for Ahmad, four for Candace in Oak Park. You know what this means? Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I turned your microphone off, Candace. Go ahead, try again.
What does this mean?
It means you're Candace from Oak Park, and you
got thrown out.
Can't crush Ahmad.
We'll work on it. It's okay.
I don't listen to the radio that much, but this is fun.
Well, you know what? You should. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? This is your official invitation to come listen to the radio and hang out with us. We do this show every Monday through Friday from 5:30 to 9.
And so. I'm much nicer when I'm not being crushed.
That's true. Have a great day, Candace. Can't crush Carla with Carla. We'll be back tomorrow morning right about 7:50 on B96.
B96, show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minuteman. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Minuteman.
Caroline in Hyde Park, good morning.
Hey.
Hi, you ready to win $1,000?
Oh, for sure.
All right. So, 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all correct. Mesman and Over Law Firm is giving you that $1,000. We're going to start this so simple, and that is, what day was yesterday?
Sunday.
Correct. What do they play in the NHL?
Football. Hockey.
Correct. Okay. What does TMI mean?
Too much information.
Correct. Who played Edward Scissorhands?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. What Netflix show had the most streaming views in 2021?
No idea. Pass.
What city was JFK assassinated in?
Dallas.
That's correct. Who wrote Pride and Prejudice?
Jane Austen.
That's correct. What was the name of Forrest Gump's boat?
Jenny.
That's correct. Which country is known for the Galapagos Islands?
Pass.
A stertorous person does what loudly?
And make announcements for the plane.
Incorrect. What Netflix show had the most streaming views in 2021?
Squid Game.
That's correct. Wow. All right, on the second time around. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. There were only two that you either passed or didn't get correct, and that is, which country is known for the Galapagos Islands?
Ecuador.
And then a stertorous person does what loudly?
Snores.
But you gave a very specific guess. What did you say? Somebody who makes announcements on a plane?
Oh, I thought you said stewardess.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So it's stertorous.
Yeah.
And that's somebody who snores. That's funny. That makes more sense, a stewardess.
I knew she heard that.
I didn't. I just thought, what a very specific guess. Unfortunately, Caroline, no $1,000 for you today, but we enjoyed having you on, and you're so good. I mean, you got 8 out of the 10.
Yeah.
So we invite you to try back. We do this every single weekday at 8:40 for a chance to win $1,000, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, have a great week.
You too.
Bye. Show us what you got so you
can win. Mugs Mega Millions. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
All right, so now we would like to hear some little victories. 877-591-9696. Give us a call and share something good that's going on in your world. Look, we got a brand new week. There's going to be a high of like 94 or something on Thursday. It's going to be hot.
Wow.
Things are looking up. This was like, I feel like, the first real weekend of summertime shy.
Absolutely. Tell us about the Pokemon you caught at Pokemon
Sure.
Go Fest.
Whatever it is that you're excited about, we want to celebrate it too with little victories coming up next. We just need you on the phone. 877-591-9696. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, no Carla today. She took the day off because she ran a half a marathon yesterday.
That's her little victory.
Yeah, that's her little victory. She's going to talk more about it, I'm sure, tomorrow. In the meantime, Ahmad the Amazing has filled in. Did an amazing job today.
Thank you.
Anthony in Chicago, your little victory is actually...
No Carla today.
This is more like a little misery or something.
Yeah, I'd say it's a massive loss.
Okay. Well, we've lost the plot of little victories, but I'm curious to hear what you got.
Well, to be quite frank, I'm just very disappointed that the Bears are planning on leaving Chicago
and going to Northwest Indiana. Were you more on board with the Arlington Heights move?
I thought the Arlington Heights move would have been phenomenal.
Yeah,
the metro brings you right there. No traffic. The players would want to play for us.
You think players won't want to play in Hammond?
I don't see a guy of Caleb Williams' caliber wanting to stay if we do not stay in Chicago.
Ooh, I've never thought about it like
and
that.
I can't blame them.
Have you been to Hammond?
No, but I've been to Gary.
Okay, Hammond has a nice little vibe to it when I visited.
Look, a lot still to be determined on that. And also, it's not 100% done. Is it mostly done? I think so. Mm-hmm. But I think there's still a little bit of negotiation that's happening and stuff like that. I feel your pain, Anthony. I appreciate you for sharing it with us. And go Bears regardless, right?
Mm-hmm. Go Bears. All right. Bear down.
Yeah, bear down.
Bear down.
All right, let's get back to what the... we did the segment where we try to uplift.
And he's like, dang.
Yeah, glad he got a chance to get that off of his chest.
Yes.
Ryza in Lake of the Hills, now you have a little victory to share.
We do. It is my daughter Moira's 9th birthday.
Moira's Happy birthday.
Hi. Happy birthday, Moira. What are you doing for your birthday?
Hanging out with all my friends.
Hanging out with all your friends. So you just got out of school, right? Did you just finish 4th grade?
3rd grade.
You just finished 3rd grade, getting ready to go to 4th grade, turning 9. Very exciting times ahead, huh? What are you doing for your birthday?
Going to the Cube Challenge.
Oh, I heard about this.
The what?
A Cube Challenge. So you're like in this cube and you have to do like different little like brain games, right?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, have an absolute blast doing that and have the happiest birthday.
Thank you.
All right, you two.
Thank you.
Wait, Moira, would you like a birthday song?
Oh.
Yes.
Hang on.
I'll let Moog dig up the instrumental, but I do this little trick where I can make up a birthday song on the spot. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
happy, happy birthday, Moira. I hope you have fun and I hope you get spoiled. I lost the flow. Happy birthday, Moira. Happy birthday, Moira. You rule.
All right.
I lost it there for a sec.
You lost it because you were so impressed with your rhyming. You went, damn, you went, I did so good, and then forgot the rest.
I wanted to say, you got an awesome mom, and I hope she does spoil ya.
Oh, yeah. That's really good. How about that? Who else gave you a birthday song?
Only Moog.
Yeah, well, only Ahmad.
Only Ahmad.
Oh, well,
Ryza
and Moira, have a wonderful day. Happy birthday, Moira, and we'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
That's funny. Great job, Ahmad.
Thank you. I love doing that. It's so fun.
All right, that's going to do it for Moog and Carla Mornings today. Like I said, Carla's going to be back tomorrow. We'll learn about her half marathon. Another chance at Lala Ticket Tag with Letty B at 11 a.m. Do you know the name in the city of the person who called and got qualified at 7? If not, that's okay. Listen for who gets qualified at 11 so that you can get set at 2 o'clock. Enjoy the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's B96. Yeah.